So our main web page is set up to to communicate to the public the radiation levels that we're seeing in the air and the water. It is mainly set up to educate the public on the numbers that many agencies are putting out, but also to give especially the community of Berkeley a good idea of what numbers are being seen locally here. There are two different types of comparisons we're making. So our major comparison that we're doing, and this is basically to give context to people that don't know what these numbers really mean, we have decided from the beginning that we'd like to compare the type of biological effect that you would see from a dose like this in terms of comparing it with a round-trip flight from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. And in our estimate, that is approximately 0.05 millisieverts or 5 millirem, whichever unit you'd like to use. And so when we present these numbers, we're presenting them in terms of becquerels per liter, and one can go through a calculation, and we provide how to do that on our webpage. But if you're not inclined to do that, we provide the result of how many, in the case of breathing this air, how many years it would take to breathe the air and have any of these particles, you know, into your body and have the same biological effect as that one plane flight. It is. We should note here that the biological effects are quite different. There has been some talk about, you know, how can we compare something like iodine exposure, which goes primarily to your thyroid, to something that would be whole body dose, like from an X-ray or from a plane flight. And of course, the biological effects are different. But here we're just trying to give an idea of, you know, it comes down to incidence, you know, the probability of any kind of adverse effects from radiation in general, and all the terms for biological uptake, say for instance for iodine to the thyroid, are taken into account in our calculations. So we just have to be mindful that the comparison is a simplistic comparison and not to be used as a not to be used as an absolute. But in general, the numbers represent how many years it would take for you to breathe that air that would give you the same biological effect of a round-trip plane flight.